From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad. At least 70 people were killed in that incident. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities are suspecting the Islamic State group. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of the Syrian city of Aleppo, where food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now, nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. Central Command says a U.S. soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosives device in northern Syria. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo in northern Syria. That attack left 3 soldiers dead and 10 wounded. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way the Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey when the coup failed. But Turkey's Minister for European Union Affairs says his nation will ignore the action. This is VOA News. Hurricane Otto came ashore Thursday in Nicaragua, hitting the coast of that country and the coast of Costa Rica with a 175-kilometer-per-hour winds. The storm soon died down after at least a bit after moving inland. Meanwhile, nearby, a 7.0 earthquake struck El Salvador's Pacific coast. A tsunami warning was issued. There were no immediate reports of casualties. A wildfire moved Thursday through the Israeli city of Haifa. Tens of thousands of people there had to evacuate their homes, and Israeli leaders are raising the possibility that Arab assailants had intentionally set the blaze. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday he has spoke to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump.
The question of the Russian aggression, illegal annexation of the Crimea, was raised by President Trump, President-elect Trump, in my phone conversation.
Mr. Poroshenko spoke at a joint news conference in Brussels with European Council President Donald Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump has expressed strong support for the Western military alliance. He did so during a phone conversation, he said, that the two had last week.
I am absolutely certain that the United States will continue to be committed to NATO and to our collective defense and to U.S. security guarantees to Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. Americans mark the annual Thanksgiving holiday today with family gatherings, turkey dinners, and parades. U.S. President Barack Obama gave a Thanksgiving address to the nation.
Thanksgiving reminds us that no matter our differences, we're still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves. We are communities that move forward together. We're neighbors who look out for one another, especially those among us with the least.
President Obama. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. Ross is known in financial circles as the King of Bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies to profitability. Calls among Hillary Clinton supporters for a recount of votes in 3 key states grew louder this week on the news that her national popular vote lead surpassed 2 million votes, along with reports of voter irregularities in some counties. Last week, Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta spoke with a few election lawyers and computer scientists who urged him to ask for a recount in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The former Green Party candidate Jill Stein so far has raised $2.7 million, enough to pay for a recount effort in Wisconsin. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.